This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, as you know, an increasingly digital society. Private companies getting involved in every aspect of our lives. Which gets us to this next item. The state of Washington is working with Microsoft and Facebook to help people register to vote through Facebook. We saw that and we figured we had to know more, so we called up Shane Hamlin. He's the co-director of elections up in Washington State to make sure we saw that story right. Shane, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So how is this going to work? You go to Facebook and you like the government of the state of Washington and then you're in there?
Well, that's very close, actually. So if you're on Facebook and you find our elections, Washington State Elections Facebook page, the app is there and you can access it. Or if a friend has already used it and they like it or recommend it, you'll see it that way. Once you activate the app and you click on it, you're giving permission to use some of your profile information to begin the process.
Facebook has had its more than its share, really, of privacy issues, right? Did you guys do a little pause before you entered into this thing? Because you can see voters going, wait, Facebook and my data?
Because of the way the application works is you're not entering your information into Facebook. They're not collecting it. It's coming directly to us. So it's not that you're registering with Facebook and then they're giving us the information. They're not conducting the voter registration. You are, and you're doing it with our system, but you just accessed it via Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate goal here, I imagine, is to get more people registered to vote.
The ultimate goal. Yeah. I mean, that is why we are doing this. That is why we have online registration.
Now, I have to tell you, I mean, I'm as in favor of more participation in this democracy as anybody. But can you see an objection that goes like this? We are getting now private companies engaged in the fundamental mechanism of democracy.
What you just described has already been happening. It's already been occurring for a long time in just in different ways, whether private companies are funding voter registration drives. This is a very transparent way, by the way, in which that's happening as opposed to some other ways in which companies may be funding voter registration or get out the vote activities. With the advent of technology and online registration, the perception of it is or the visibility of it is maybe higher because we are all very attuned to technology issues. And Facebook obviously is a high-profile company, and it's going to attract a lot of attention.
Can you see a day where I can sit in the safety of my own home and go to a Facebook page and vote?
Well, no, not on Facebook. Not on Facebook. Voting online is something that, you know, it's something that's been a topic of conversation for a number of years now. You know, a number of important security issues have to be overcome. But we also feel like, and our secretary has been very vocal on this, that if you don't continue to have this conversation, if you don't continue to push smart people to try to solve these problems, we won't get there. When actually there's an expectation at some point we will get there because the generations that are growing up now and the younger generations are going to expect to be able to do that. And they're going to want to know why their government can't make that happen.
Shane, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.